A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Hei, Yevamos 85a, pagination is 169. Starting from a two dots, about a third of the way up from the bottom of the page, Bo'ominei Rabbi Elazar me Rabbi Yochanan, question was posed regarding Almana l'Kohen Gadol, if a widow was married to a Kohen Gadol, which is a forbidden relationship, Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, or a divorced woman or a woman who underwent chalitza married a Kohen Hedyot. Now, we say that it's a forbidden relationship, but it is a relationship that definitely takes hold. It is a marriage, although they weren't supposed to do it. And the question that the Gemara is posing is, in this improper relationship, Yesh lohem mizonos or ein lohem mizonos, does the woman get supported with food? Is she sustained in this relationship? Meaning, does she have the rights of food allocation? And we would step in to enforce it, etc. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Domi, I don't understand your question. Ilema de Yosfa, to say, if you're telling me that they're living together as husband and wife, and you want us to step in to make sure that he sustains her, Ba'amod v'hotzei koi, he's supposed to divorce that woman. Mizonos isla, you think we're going to step in if there's a problem in the marriage and he's not taking care of her? You think we're going to step in and try to make sure that he's supported? We're going to step in and we're going to say that he's supposed to divorce her. Lotzricha, the case that could come to Bezdin and actually be posed as a question would be the case, Shaholach hu l'medinas hayom, the husband left town, or somehow he's not doing what he's supposed to do, he's not available. V'lovsa v'ochla mai, and she borrows money in order to support herself. So the question is really an after-the-fact type of question. The Gemara elaborates. Mizoni, to be sustained, tenoi ksuba ninhu, it's a condition within the ksuba contract of husband and wife. Mid isla ksuba, she's entitled to a ksuba, isla mizoni, so she gets the mizonos money after the fact. If she had to borrow in order to do it, she's going to get it. Odilma, or maybe, kisuba de la mishkal umefik isla mizoni. Dilma ti akiv gabe lesle. We're fine with this woman collecting ksuba money upon the separation, but if she's going to continue hanging out here, then we don't want to be supporting her in that relationship, and we're not going to enforce, and she's not going to have those rights. Amale lesle. So he answered, she doesn't have mizonos rights. This is a forbidden relationship, whether we force them to divorce or not, but we're certainly not orchestrating that she should be getting mizonos. V'hatanya yeshla, but there's a different brisa that says that she does get. And the Gemara answers, kitanya ahi la'achar miso. That's talking if the husband died and she's now a widow from that improper relationship. At that point, we will support her. We have no problem with supporting her with mizonos because we're not supporting an illicit relationship. But again, while she was married, while she's still in that forbidden relationship, we're not going to be enforcing, even after the fact, to give her the rights of mizonos. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin says, Hanosei achas mechayve lavin. If a person marries someone who is forbidden to him, by way of a prohibition, not a high-level krisus, that the relationship doesn't even start, but it works. She's a married lady, but it's forbidden. It's an improper type of marriage. So the rule is, im hikir ba, if he knew about it, which is a provision that has to be in place, because if he didn't know, then you can start arguing mekach taos, that the entire transaction was mistaken. But if he knew that she's forbidden and nevertheless went into that relationship, yesh la ikka v'tosefes, she's entitled to the ksuba money upon termination of that marriage. V'chol t'na'eha, and any other conditions included in the ksuba. Umihu, but mizonos ein la, she's not entitled to the sustenance money to be provided for, elala achar moso. That would only happen after the husband dies, then she would be entitled in her widowhood to be supported by the estate. Ava b'chayav ein la. But while he's still alive, and while they're still married, we don't give her mizonos from him. We don't force that, because as the Gemara presented, we're really not looking for this relationship to thrive. Afilu lav sava achla, and even if she were to borrow in order to support herself, eino chayav klum, we would not take money from the husband and force him to give her that money. Because again, on the contrary, we're looking for them to split, so that even though mizonos is included in the ksuba, it's included in these rights that she has, and she will get it after he passes away, but during the relationship, we're looking for it to stop, and therefore, she's not entitled to the mizonos. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.